On this episode, I talk about eBay tomfoolery and my $50 giveaway. What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the article by Throwback Sports Cards. That's his Instagram name, aka Steve, about buying lots of cards and getting them graded. I was behind the scenes on that transaction, so I saw what his methodology was and it seemed pretty sound. I've done that before as well. I actually have a podcast back in the day talking about that. And there are times when it just makes more sense to buy a lot of cards. He bought 10 or 20, you know, two lots of 10, and was able to send them in, and hopefully we don't have the answer yet. It'll be a to be continued if he got any PSA 10s, but it's probably going to be a better investment instead of just buying two PSA 10s for $1,000. Now they've gone up in price because Gary Vee talked them up, but at the time it was basically getting 20 raw cards or two PSA 10 cards. Sometimes getting those PSA 10s is the better strategy. Maybe it's because the card is very difficult, the condition-wise. There's print errors from the manufacturer. A lot of things that pop up. So some of that stuff you may want to look at blowout forums or just do a Google search and see are there print errors for a particular card, especially those older cards. It just happens, and it's just there's a reason why a PSA 10 is so much more money compared to a raw card, and that may be because it's hard to get a 10. So just be wary of that as well. Right now we have Obsidian Football is coming out, $150 per box. We finally got the amount of money, but that's going to be coming out in 2 days, so that should be on Friday. Spectra is also coming out as well for basketball. That's today, and I don't know how much that's going to be. It's going to be buku bucks. Pretty much everything else is slowing down because of the 4th of July weekend. Was listening to CRT Sports Cards Top Project 2020. Yes, I'm still, you know, listening here and there about it, but what really piqued my interest was the market manipulation that he spoke about at the end of his YouTube video. It's yesterday's video, which is Tuesday, so check that out. I believe it was Tuesdays. I don't know if it was Mondays or Tuesdays. It's one of those two. He says it on his title. But basically, what's happening is people are completing sales and, you know, they're pricing the cards high, then they're buying it and then canceling it. On eBay, it'll show, if you look at sold and completed, as a card selling for $800. However, if you look at Terapeak, it won't show it as a sale because there was no payment. And so a lot of people can get tricked, and I believe one person may have gotten tricked. What I suggest you do is you download the app Sold For and you check solds on there. I think you'll get a better, you know, better grasp, better grasp, understand. You can understand what sales are. Words, they're not too good for me. But you should, it'll weed that stuff out, as well as Terapeak, and Sold For is a free app. So that's pretty good. I like free. I checked that out. It seemed to catch that. Hopefully it continues to catch on the Sold For app that, you know, it wasn't a completed sale. It just, you know, it's a fugazi sale. So there's that for you guys. And if not, let me know in the comments below on YouTube or wherever you're listening to this to. Please comment, like, subscribe. Don't put the down thing. It makes me very angry and I feel down about myself. But if it doesn't work for you on the Sold For app, let me know about it because it worked for me. But It seems like whenever I say something or I check something, it's like, well, that's not always the case and all the time. So I just want to make sure. I really like the Sold For app. It's much more reliable than the eBay, just checking the solds and completed. It seems like they're more and more trying to not be as transparent, which is too bad because I think the platform I'm going to be using more and more, especially with PayPal, with regards to their reselling, that came out a couple days ago. They changed their rules and regulations or whatever the hell you call it. And basically, if you resell on PayPal, you could not be backed by them. There's going to be a little bit more scrutiny. It's very vague. It's not very clear. And when you talk to people at PayPal, it's not very clear from most of the Twitter posts that I've seen. Basically what it says is if you're buying something to resell, then we won't cover you. If it's just like a one-off and you're just buying and just selling something, then no, then we will cover you. But it's not very clear, or it may be clear for some people. Go, oh, it's clear as day. And other people like, no, it's not. And if that's the case, then it's not clear. So especially with eBay now going to manage payments where it's going to be linked to your bank account, which will suck a little bit because everyone's used to having that PayPal account where the old wife, the old ball and chain has no idea how much money is in there. And you can use that as your play money. Now that you're going to get an account, she may be able to take a peek at what you're doing, heaven forbid. So I know people are not happy about that, but it may be an idea where you just create another bank account, another checking account, which is what I did, and just have eBay linked to that because money's not going to go to PayPal anymore. By the end of the year, most of the people will be switched over to that. So just an FYI. And also that PayPal may not back the reseller. It's tough. And I know with Topps Project 2020, a lot of people have been complaining about eBay siding with buyers because the price, you know, when the price dropped, everyone didn't want to spend all that money. And so they were like, well, it's not, they're lying. It is as described and this and that, whatever. And again, my feelings are this. You know, that's what happens when you pre-sell. You're going to get bit, especially if you don't own the platform. You're using eBay's platform. Create your own platform. You can make whatever rules you want. And so it is what it is. On Amazon, on Walmart, or anywhere, if you want to return it, you can return it. You have 30 days. It doesn't matter if the price jumped or went up or went down. It's whatever. You can return it. They may not give you as much. They may say, hey, the price went down. I'll only give you $20. Or, you know, there was a price change, so the price dropped, but it's never nearly like what happened with Project 2020. But them's the breaks. Don't pre-sale then. I know a lot of people pre-sale hobby boxes, jumbo boxes, and things like that. And it's fine. You can do that, but just there could be issues. That's all I'm saying. So if you're pre-selling. I'm telling you guys, English is like a fourth language to me sometimes. People pre-selling boxes and they're doing it off their own website and shenanigans start, and you got something to say about it because you created that website. You did something about it. So there's that. I know I should have said it at the top of the podcast, but we joined the Facebook group because we will be having our live talk on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. It's only an hour long. We will answer questions, talk about nonsense. It's just collectors, you know, what our opinions are. They're just opinions. We don't have like data analysis. Some of it is from, you know, watching things that have been happening the past couple of years, you know, and you gain some little knowledge there. So it's pretty fun. It's nice to not think about, you know, what's going on. So a good time to ask questions if you have thoughts, future, and all that good stuff. I will be trying to get And maybe I shouldn't be saying this now, but I am anyway, because that's just the way I roll. I'm going to try to see if I can get one of the top eBay sellers and talk to them. That's going to be my goal. I'm going to try to get them, try to ask them a bunch of questions, maybe even try to interview them to help you guys out to, you know, do you want to take your eBay when they say, to the next level? I hate when people, I want to take it to the next level. What level are you at now? I don't know, but I'm going to go to the next level now. So I think that is important for people to utilize eBay correctly. And I think these big time players, they have it down. And these are guys that some of them are top eBay seller stores, like, around. It's not just baseball cards. Like, they're like, this is one or two of them that are in the top 10 or top 15 of eBay sellers. So these are big, gigantic companies that are doing real well on eBay. I'd like to extract some knowledge from them, how they built it up, where they get their cards, the whole nine yards. So I'm really gonna try to reach out, and hopefully I can do that. Also, maybe I should have said this also at the top of the hour, and it's not in the middle or middle to end of the show. I want more people to write articles. So in July, I will be offering $50. Yes, for the top post of the month of July, $50 I'm offering. You can make your submissions to svabbcollectors@gmail.com. Send me the link. If it's decent, I'm not proud, but if it's pretty good, I'm going to show it off, and whoever does the best will get the $50. I still haven't figured out, what to do for the, second place. I'm hoping to get more than one article. So I'm probably going to get two. I'm sure I'll be giving away one of these Topps Project 2020 if they ever come in the mail, because that's basically that's a second place trophy if I've ever heard of one. So I that's what I'm looking for. I want more content. I want more articles, and get that website going. That's it. That's all I got for you guys today. It's a short one, or semi-short one. SVACardCollectors.com. Download the Flick Chat app, and you guys know what to do. Buy some cards and go broke. Later! You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.